Hi, handsome. Fancy seeing you here.
Me?
I'm just here to help at your lovely wife's request. My, you're jumpy. It's almost like you've been avoiding me. Now I know a good, God-fearing man like you wouldn't fuck me to orgasm, dump his hot load all over my face, and then just ghost me, would he? Don't look so pale. I have no intention of getting you or I caught yet. But I thought we made it clear how much you needed relief and how much I enjoyed giving you release. So, why don't you stop avoiding me and give us both what we really want? That's fine. I thought I made it clear that you can keep your cute little wifey, even if she has no time or interest in you, other than as a decoration and a wallet. Oh, come on. You can bluff them, but I've known you for years, and I know the you that goes to bed tired and frustrated. The one who gets all dressed up, only to carry his wifey home after one wine too many at a fundraiser or benefit. The one who looks hungrily at me while I'm watching TV with the kids, and then tries to be all prim and proper when he's driving me home. The one who's hungry for something, anything. Just a little bad. Look, as long as I get that fat cock when and where I want it, you won't see any change in your life. Except you and I will have a bit more spring in our steps. Now, stop looking guilty here. Here comes your wife and Father O'Leary. Hi, Mrs. S. Good evening, Father. Yes, Mrs. S. I did take your advice and make time to come help with your so important work. What's that, Father? You haven't seen me at church lately? Oh, well, since I started college, I have had no time for myself at all. What with work and school, I haven't even had a time to get an amen or the Lord's name on my lips. But you're right, I will work on it. Oh, Mrs. S., nonsense, you shouldn't have to carry all the fundraiser set up back to storage. Mr. S. can get it while you get the kids to church. And since it's so much stuff, I can help him with the load. Where's storage again? The old choir loft? That's wonderful. I'll be able to attend Mass and help Mrs. S. Okay, I'll see you later. Bye, Mrs. S. Bye, Father. Now, come on, Mr. S. Let me help you with your load. Ooh, the choir is over by Father now. So, we have the whole walled-in choir loft to ourselves. What do you mean, not here? First of all, it's anywhere and anytime I say. Second of all, I think you need something like this here. You're so repressed, that every time I even hint at being bad, you get so hard, you almost tear through your pants. Oh. Admit it. You need me. You need this. You need it bad, and you need it to be bad. But maybe you're right about one thing. It can't be as simple fucking a church. No, I need to be bad for you. So bad. You can't think about anything else before me. Look around. Look at these old choir gowns. Let me slip out of this summer dress. What do you mean they might see us? From the angle, no one but maybe the lector at the podium might see. And that's if I jump. See? No one can see. And with the crying room glass, no one can hear us. I can barely hear the church. But if it makes you feel better, as I slip on this old choir gown, I'll kneel. See? Now no one but you can see me. Oh, Mr. S, let me see your rod. Oh, wait. Now let's your staff free. I like the way I lick and I suck. My stress. Oh no, this is bad. No, it's not bad. If you want to come in my mouth, I want you to say a few things for me. You don't have to say I'm so much hotter than your wife. You don't have to say I suck better than she ever could. You don't have to say I fuck you better than she ever could.
And she ever will. And you think of me as you try and fuck her. You don't have to admit, this cock is mine. And you will do what I say. When I say it, we both know that's all true. Every time you ram that cock further down my throat, you state clearly, accept this sacrifice. And when you're close, body of Christ, and I'm gonna moan in this cock. And when you're ready to come, you can only say, Lord, have mercy. And finally, amen. Now fuck my little angel's face. Fuck my face. And I watch your wedding ring sparkle. Don't come all over me, Daddy. Don't come all over me, Father. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Come all over. My angelic gown. And your holy wedding ring. I do understand that you are mine.
Okay. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I may even confess this one someday if I can find a priest cute enough. Go on, Mr. S. Rejoin the flock. Sit next to your wifey and your two perfect kids, with my drool and your cum all over the inside of your pants. That's an order. I'll stay and clean up. and you'll make an excuse that I sat at the back because I had to go to a study group right after church. Now, no more avoiding me, and I will let you know the next time I need you, and you will come when I call, and we will come when we meet.